This message is given by Dr. B.J. Stagner, pastor of New Testament Baptist Church, Goodlettsville, Tennessee.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's a passage of Scripture that I've preached out of many times and several times. And I know a lot of times preachers have a tendency to re-preach messages. And I tend to wait 3 or 4 years before I re-preach an actual message, amen, if I can. And we've done that here recently, and we visited some series and whatnot that were preached back in 06. And I just like to let time get through and some time be in between those things and let the Lord revisit them. Amen. But this passage of Scripture is one of my most favorite passages of Scripture to preach from. It really is. And I think we can see so much of ourselves in this story and what happens here in John chapter 4. And it is one of my most favorite Scriptures to preach from. And it's about the old Samaritan woman at the well. It's not a re-preach. There's no retread here. And I believe God's given me something out of this passage toward the latter part of her story that should be a blessing to all of us today. It sure has been a blessing to me. So without further ado, let's all stand as we honor the reading of the Word of God. And let's turn to John in chapter 4, and we're going to begin in verse 24. John chapter 4 and verse 24. The Bible says, God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, which is to come. He would tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. And upon this came, watch this, and upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with this woman. Yet no man said, why seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed day. We thank you for the time and the opportunity. We thank you for the honor and the privilege to be in your house this morning. We ask you, Lord God, to visit with us yet just a little while. Speak to our hearts and our minds. Lord, move our souls to be conformed in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move us, dear God, to be directed and guided by the will and might of the Holy Spirit of God, which dwelleth in us, that be saved and born again this day. In Christ's most wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, and please be seated. Friend, what we see here in this Scripture is a multitude of things, a multitude of aspects that have happened, and I believe that we can see ourselves in every part of this Scripture. Many of us are marveled at times when certain people talk to other people. We're shocked, but at the same time, we never question it. Amen and amen. We find the Lord Jesus Christ sits down upon this well, and I don't need to rehash the story. You guys know the story quite well, but well, Jesus Christ showed up there to Samaria, and he sat down being weary of his journey. Here along comes this woman of Samaria. This woman, beloved, that was abused by society. She was scorned by sin, and now she was sealed by the Savior when she met Him and realized exactly who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Now I want you to pay close attention to what happens to this woman after she meets the Savior. Now, can I say this to you this morning? People will come up to you and say, well, I found Christ, or Johnny over there found religion, or he found the church, or he found Jesus. Can I say this? Jesus Christ has never been lost one time in his entire life. Say amen to that. Who was lost? We were lost. Amen. We were without him. We were unknown of him. Friend, it was us today that didn't know Christ, that he came by the Holy Spirit of God and sought us and bore witness upon our soul and our heart and convicted us that we had to be saved and born again, and we came to Christ. We didn't find Christ, but he found us. But I want you to pay close attention to the rest of the story as to what happened after this lady meets the Savior, after the Messiah comes in and touches her heart and gives her the greatest gift of all time. I want you to see what happens in verse 29. The Bible says, come, see a man which told thee all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Would you think about this? Listen, this woman, who she was. You know, previously in the story, Jesus asks her, where's your husband? She says, I have no husband. He says, rightly thou hast said. Thou hast had 5 husbands. The one thou art with now is not thine own. Hey, he knew everything about her, praise God. This woman knew that she was of ill report. She knew that she had a bad reputation. She knew that she was a sinner. She knew those things. He didn't have to go up to her and tell her, well, you're a wicked sinner. Well, you're a wicked drunk. Well, you're promiscuous. You're this, you're that. He didn't have to go and tell her that. Amen, amen, amen. We have pulpits today that are filled with people who think that they got to exercise their freedom to tell everybody somebody exactly what they are. But as soon as you exercise it on them, they want to get upset. Somebody say amen to that. You know what? All these people out there in the world today, covered with tattoos and covered with earrings, do you know why they're doing that, guys? They're doing it for attention. They're doing it to get attention from those in the world. That's why they're doing it. They're doing it because they want people to see them. They want people to look at them. They're trying to get attention, amen? And I believe in all of my heart, we don't have, I believe in preaching on sin. We ought to pin our ears back and preach on sin. And there's things that you ought not do that you're probably doing. And I have nothing wrong with that. But if we highlight our sermon on the sin and not the Savior, there's going to be something lost in between. Can I get an amen right there? This woman knew who she was. She met the Messiah. She met the Christ. He told her all things, amen. And the Bible says that she went into her city and said, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? I want you to think about it over these terms. Friend, when your favorite ball team wins a championship, you talk about it, don't you? Amen. You see, what I'm hoping, Tuesday morning we're talking about our favorite ball team winning a championship tomorrow night. Amen. Can I get a roll tide? But you know that's what happens. When your son or your daughter makes the honor roll, you tell people about it. Think about it. This is not deep, guys. Amen. When your son gets out there, or your daughter gets out there on the softball field, and the son on the baseball field, and they have a great hit, or they pitch a good game, or they make some good plays. Friend, you told people about it. Did you not say amen? I mean, that's just the way it is. Think about it like that. When something good has happened in your life, you tell people. I mean, be it a good movie, a great event, a beautiful morning. Listen, it's the conversation of the day when a glorious sunrise comes up. And you get to work and say, man, did you see that sunrise this morning? Boy, it was beautiful, wasn't it? I mean, you do those kind of things. That's what you do. Be it at work, be it on the phone. I mean, emails and blogs and tweets and all this stuff. They go across the globe when something eventful happens in another person's life. John Currier was found guilty of murder in 1949. And he was sentenced to life in prison. And later he was paroled on a farm right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. In 1966, Currier's sentence was terminated. And a letter bearing the good news was sent to him. But you know what? John Currier never received that letter. He never saw it, and he never received the good news that his sentence had been terminated. 10 years went by, and he continued to work on that farm. A state parole officer learned about his whereabouts and learned what happened, that he never received the letter of his sentence being terminated. He found him, and he told him the sentence had been terminated, told him he was a free man, told him he was turned loose. And Christians all over the world, beloved, you know what we do? We have been entrusted with the greatest message, the most important letter in all the world. Yet many of us never deliver the message to those who have a sentence of death upon them. And they go through this life as things are normal. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1:9, he says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Here we find a woman, beloved, that knew who and what she was. She knew her sinful state. She knew the wickedness that she was involved in. She recognized her life as it was but a vapor, and that a second in the blink of an eye, that her life was nothing but a grain of sand upon the seashore of eternity. She knew those things. And in one swift moment in time, her life was changed forever. You know when it was changed? When she met Jesus Christ. When she met the Savior, amen. Notice what she did. Notice what she did. Listen, when she realized what He had done for her and who He was, when she realized to whom she was speaking with, she didn't just sit down. Well, she didn't walk over there and go, glad that's over with. No, that's not what she did. She didn't continue her life like it was before. Her life was changed. Did y'all hear that? Her life was changed. Amen. That woman at the well first left her possessions. Verse 28, in the very first part, the Bible says, the woman then left her water pot. Friend, did you know water is needed for life? You know a person can go out, this is going to be a shock to you, bunch of Baptists, but people can go without food for 30 and 40 days, and it might hurt them. They may not look good, may not feel good, but you can live without food for an extended amount of time, amen. But you can't live without water. Well, that went over like a cinder block. You can live without food for an extended amount of time. I think I heard a rat run across the back wall back there louder than y'all. Amen. A bunch of potluck Baptists. Amen. I'm looking forward to potluck. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with eating. But I'm just trying to tell you this morning, you can live without food for an extended period of time. You can't live without water. 3 days is about the maximum a person can live without water. They say after 48 hours that a person will literally become delusional if they have not taken any type of fluid in whatsoever. You see, this woman was coming to this well with a purpose. Her purpose was to gather her possession. Yet her personal possession did not take precedence any longer in her life once she had received the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was excited. She took that possession. She took that water pot. She laid the thing down. And when she found out who he was, she left it there. Ran into a city and said, come, see a man. Come see a man. Man, are we that excited about it? Are we going to go to work tomorrow? And over lunch, open that Bible and say, man, let me show you what I saw this morning in the Scriptures. Are we going to go home this afternoon and we're going to call, pick up the phone and call a family member? And we say, man, I want to tell you about this woman that Jesus Christ met in Samaria. And let me tell you what she did. She met Jesus Christ and then she ran off into a city and she told all these men, come see. And the end of that story, we find all of those men came running out of that city just to see the Messiah. Because one woman came and told them. Suppose someone offered you $1,000 for every soul that you earnestly tried to lead to the Lord Jesus Christ. $1,000. I wonder if you would endeavor to lead any more souls to Him than you're endeavoring to lead to Him now. Is it possible, friend, that we would attempt to do more for money what we hesitate and what we shrink from doing now in the obedience of God's command? Are we diligently witnessing the great things that the Lord Jesus Christ had done for us? Or has the new worn off? See, there was a day when church was exciting to you. There was a day when you read that Bible, and that Bible, it came to life before your very eyes. And it was almost like the pages were dancing, that you could see the events in your very mind. And you read that Bible. There was a time when you awoke in the bed, when you woke up in the morning and said, man, I can't wait to go pray and meet my God. There was a time when every one of us in here who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, there was a time life was like that. But has the greatest gift ever received, has it played out in your mind? Has it played out in your life? I mean, have we used and abused the grace by resting and trusting more in the grace of God than having the gratitude toward God for what He did for us? Well, Jesus Christ told that rich young ruler over there in Mark 10. In Mark 10, 21, He says, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. No matter what is in our life, Brother Pete, by sheer coincidence, amen, of mine and his power, amen, he's got up here and he's saying, nothing between. I didn't ask him to sing that song. I didn't plan for it, praise God. I didn't even pray for it. I just asked for the Holy Spirit of God to intervene in our hearts and our minds and our lives today, that we may be touched by that which the Lord have us to hear. We can't let things come between us and the Savior, no matter what it may be. And friend, I understand it is so easy for that to happen in this world today. The busyness of this life, the busyness of this world, the promotions in the life, all these things in this world today, it's easy to let it come in between us and the Lord. But we can't let it happen. Friend, this woman laid down her possession. She picked up the possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me say this to you. She took her own path. She laid her possession down, but she took her path. Look there in verse 28 again. The Lord then left her water pot, and went her way into the city. Can I say this? She didn't go into some unknown place and yell, come see. She didn't go into some unknown area. She didn't go to where she wasn't known. But rather, she took her own way to witness the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that the hardest ones for us to reach are those that we're closest to. The hardest ones is our family and our loved ones and those we work with every day and those we may have grown up with. I realize those are the hardest ones for us to reach. But I believe that's where we ought to start. Amen? She didn't go into another city where nobody knew her. She didn't go into another country where nobody had heard of her before. She went right down the path that she came to that well. And she went right back into the city where every one of those men knew exactly who and what she was and what she had done. Every one of those men probably, when she walked by, scoured. I bet the women in that city, when she walked down the way, they get their husbands away from her, and I bet they got behind and they backbit and they talked and they sowed discord. I bet I can just see it happen. You say, why? Because it happens today, amen. And human nature ain't never changed. She didn't go and hide, and she didn't put a cloak of righteousness on. She went right back from where she came. She said, come see a man which told me all that I've done. Is not this the Christ? Should we try to win those that we're closest to? Absolutely, friend. I'll give you some examples. John 1:41 says, he findeth first his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Well, listen, when Andrew found the Christ, when Andrew found the Lord Jesus Christ, before doing anything, he said, hang on one second, let me go hit my brother, amen. Let me go tell him about this. Luke 8:38 says, Now the man of whom the devils were departed besought, this is the maniac of Gadara. It says, now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away saying, return to thine own house and show how great things God had done unto thee. And he went his way, watch this, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. Friend, don't you know that everybody in that city knew exactly who that guy was? That he lived in a cemetery, that he spent his nights and his days screaming and wailing, that men are trying to bind him with chains, and he cast the fetters off, and he took rocks and he cut himself, and then he was a crazy man. Everybody looked down on him. And he went right back into the people that scorned him and told what great things Jesus Christ had done for him. This woman at the well, she left her possession. She went her path. And she did so with one promise, with one purpose, and that was to proclaim the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 28 again, the Bible says, and saith to the men. You say, well, wait a second, preacher, where are you getting the promise right there? Read it in context. The woman then left her water pot, her possession. She went her way into the city. That's her path. And what did she do? She didn't just go and stand there. She went and spoke to them. She went and saith to the man, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Friend, why is it that we will speak more about football than our faith? Why is it that we will speak more about politics than the promise? Why is it that we will speak more about the movies than the Son of Man? That is a question that we need to ask ourselves. And friend, that's a question that only we can answer. We're so quick to get around the boys and we'll talk about the game last night and the upcoming draft and who won this and who lost that. And we're all guilty as charged. But why don't we get around and talk about the great things Christ has done for us? I'm not talking about getting around arguing Scripture. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm taking this woman as an example that this world had cast away, that this world had thrown to the side, that this world had spat upon, that this world had put down, that she wasn't worthy to be a part of the world these people lived in. And she stepped right up in there. She said, I think I've met the Christ. Amen. How many of us would be willing to do that? How many of us will do that tomorrow? How many of us will go by the store today and tell people what great things the Lord Jesus Christ... Hey, if you're here today and you don't have anything to say great on the Lord Jesus Christ, you got a problem. Amen. You got a problem. Where's the zeal and the excitement that we once possessed about Jesus Christ and the salvation He provided us? Lauren McCain was one of the students killed at Virginia Tech on April 16, 2007. She was a freshman from Suwanee, Oklahoma, and left a powerful statement about her faith on a personal website. The 20-year-old lady had written this. She said, the purpose and love of my life is Jesus Christ. She said, I don't have to argue religion, philosophy, or historical evidence because I know Him. When is the last time you sincerely witnessed to someone with the intention to winning them to Jesus Christ without arguing any of those things, but plainly showing them that you know Jesus Christ? The last time that you got excited about the gift of grace, that you could not wait to go and tell some lost soul, come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? I asked you when the last time was, and I'll end it with this question now. When's the next time? Will you do it as soon as possible and go tell a lost and dying soul, come and see. Come see a man which told me all things I ever did. Would you bow your head? Every head bowed, every eyes closed this morning.
This concludes this message. For more information on messages available through the Faithful Witness Outreach, Visit New Testament Baptist Church online at www.ntbctn.com or for immediate assistance, call New Testament Baptist Church at 615-851-0970. If you are in the Nashville, Tennessee area, please feel free to join us at any of our church times. New Testament Baptist Church is located at 2320 Baker Station Road, Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 37072.